having a true Arizona People, Places, and Things conversation this morning. Glad you're joining us here at Rosie on the House. We're here with Steve Sampson, Director of Marketing for the Castle Hot Springs Resort, bringing an iconic lodging piece of property and facility back to probably a higher level of glory than it was even in its opening day of 1896. Y'all are doing some fabulous things up there.
It's, you know, it's a labor of love, and I say that honestly. All the people that are affiliated with this project are locals, and they all have worked other projects, but there is really an enthusiasm that I've never seen before. And I've been in this business for 30-plus years, but people are
you were
involved.
You were at the Point. You were at the Biltmore. You were at
Boulders.
We opened up the Boulders. What opened a up great the Boulders. Property.
Well, Westrock is Westrock's old company was Carefree Resorts. We had the Boulders. We had the Peaks in Telluride, Colorado, some Carmel Valley Ranch, great, great properties. And the principals of Westrock or Carefree Resorts started Westrock, and they immediately redid the Sanctuary Camelback Mountain, bought Hotel Valley Ho, restored that, and then scraped Mountain Shadows to the ground, which had been a five-star, and rebuilt that and opened last year. And here comes Castle Hot Springs.
Oh, that is so awesome. So we were talking about the race from the pool to the top of the peak where the American flag flies 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, above Castle Hot Springs. The story I heard is the last winner of that race was a cowboy, and he ran up there in his cowboy boots.
Head Wrangler. I'm not sure about the cowboy boots, but
you've made the trail.
I haven't. And you know, what I heard on that was they did it in like 45 minutes. And you're right, they did it every year. but it took me a lot longer than 45 minutes, and I didn't have any cowboy boots.
And you weren't in cowboy boots, were you?
No.
Oh, I have not made it to the peak.
I was probably 30 years older than the Wrangler,
oh,
too.
Oh, the day we did celebrate it, I started the hike up with a couple of my nieces and nephews with me, but we couldn't get them encouraged to take it to the top. But it wasn't the kind of trail that you'd want to take in cowboy boots, that's for sure. Well, let's talk just a little bit about the historic nature of the people that y'all have had at that property.
You know, throughout the early 20th century, this was a vacation retreat for very affluent families. There were a lot of private homes that were on property, the Vanderbilts, the Roosevelts, Lodges, Cabots, Wrigley's.
Think of the logistics of these people getting there.
Well, you know what? I just stumbled across a couple of weeks ago. I do a lot of archival reading, and before it was the Arizona Republic, it was the Arizona Republican. And they did something that you would never do today. They would publish who was coming into the valley or who was coming into Phoenix. And so once a week on a Wednesday or so that they would have, here's who's coming to Castle Hot Springs. And you'd see Roosevelt, Hyde Park, New York. So that was the Franklin Delano Roosevelt side. The Theodore, now he was president. Theodore Roosevelt was president at the time, but he's Oyster Bay. Franklin and Eleanor were Hyde Park. So this was before he was president, but Franklin Delano Roosevelt, as many people knew, but didn't know then, had health problems with polio. And he used to go to Hot Springs, Arkansas, to all through his presidency to soak and recuperate. So he made his initial visit to Castle Hot Springs probably in 1907, 1908. And they were frequent guests every year, as well as a lot of these families. The fire took place in 1976. It burned a lot of the records. So a lot of this stuff that we have is back from the old Arizona Republic, Arizona Republican. One of the big stories that we do know is that right after World War II, Castle Hot Springs was converted over to a World War II rehabilitation hospital for veterans who had been injured. John F. Kennedy, right after PT 109, he had hurt his back. He came and actually lived at Castle Hot Springs from January to April of 1945.
There's a building there called the Kennedy Center, right?
Well,
it was back then.
It's the Administration Lodge, okay. The Administration Building. We've renamed it the Kennedy Lodge.
Okay.
And it's been restored exactly the way it was. As a matter of fact, there was an old, huge safe in the building when we started restoring. We took the safe out so to do the rest of the work as you would do in home repairs. And we opened up that safe, and inside that safe was an American flag that was folded in the trunk. Triangle, a military style. We unwrapped it. It was in mint condition, but we all looked at it, and it was like, there's something a little different about this flag. And
How many stars?
It was the 58 stars. So it was pre-1959, pre-Alaska, pre-Hawaii, and that will be displayed under glass in the lodge when we open.
Oh, man. Well, even when we were there in the 90s, I mean, we were rummaging through the back of the Kennedy Center, and we found little receipts that were dated back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. Just, I mean, the property had really just been abandoned for decades. Now, you've got something in your hands here that I've just got to hear. This is a dinner menu from the 30s?
It's Christmas dinner, Thursday, December 25th, 1930, and Friday, December 25th, 1931. This is when his name was Nat Head. These are the people that I just discovered a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, you look at the menu, and it's a, you know, essence of beef and tasse, oxtail soup, grilled tenderloin steak, unjoined baby chicken, Hawaiian pineapple fritters. I mean,
Okay. Just think about what it takes to get a fresh pineapple to Castle Hot Springs in the 1930s. Just the logistics of that.
At Christmas.
At Christmas. I could see the beef. You could make arrangements for that to be fairly easy to reach out to and find. But a pineapple. So the refreshments they were serving, I mean, even today, the logistics of keeping your guests adequately supplied is going to have challenges.
A lot of the, like Peddler's Son, one of my favorite people who do produce delivery all over the valley, they're a little reluctant to make their truck to go up there. It's one of the reasons that this place always had a farm. So a lot of the heirloom fruits and vegetables went to the restaurant, and that will be the case this year. The farm's already started. We've got these two genius, they're not even 30 years old, from the University of Arizona. They're our agronomists, and they're planting all these incredible varieties of fruits and vegetables. Buddha hand lemons, which are bizarre looking hands of fruit, and it incredible, incredible things for this farm. That, and as our chef says, our menu will not be this big book that you will see every day. It'll be something that's created daily based on what is fresh and perfect at that time. So when we come out with kale, it means that kale is ready that day. When we have a couple of heirloom tomatoes on the menu that night, it's because they were perfect that day. We're also blending our own brand of Bloody Mary mix. We're going to take a blend of these heirloom tomatoes, find out which ones are the best ones, and blend a Castle Hot Springs Bloody Mary mix. We'll have all sorts of products based on our farm there.
I mean, when your reservation portal opens, it'll be like trying to get a hiking pass to Havasu Falls.
Bigger, badder, and louder.
Golly.
We have right now, as a matter of fact, you mentioned your Facebook page, our Castle Hot Springs Facebook page. People are just gravitating to it. And I ask people to send an email to me if they're interested in making reservations, since we can't take them right now, to be put on a list for special offers. And I think I've already got like 1,600 people who have reached out, and I invite more to. Because
and you can only accommodate how many one time?
There's only going to be 32 accommodations. It's going to be a luxury resort.
32 rooms, 64 people, or 32 people?
It's 32 rooms. Conceivably, it could be even 70 people, because one of the accommodations is a three-bedroom home.
Okay.
So, you know, conceivably, we're looking at, you know, a full house of maybe about 70 people.
Some would call that boutique-ish.
Very much boutique, yeah.
You know, some would call it niche. You're dialing it down right there.
Well, yeah, but it's going to be a place that appeals to many different people, because, you know, I look at it like, you know, you're going to clamor into the resort. You're going to grab your towel. You're going to rush up to this hot springs. You're going to jump in, and 10 minutes later, you're going to be like, now what? We are filling this place with activities, and we're basing this, it's not going to be a spa resort, but it's going to be a wellness retreat. We're also going to be focusing on adventure activities. Obviously, the landscape of the Bradshaw Mountains lends itself to that. And so, you know, there's going to be all sorts of activities. I mentioned Dr. Sky and the astronomers. Yeah. There'll be all sorts of things to do, or you can just sit by the pool, have a margarita, read a book, write a book, and, you know, just enjoy the facility. But we're always going to have things happening, and we're going to custom make that. Where when you make a reservation at Castle Hot Springs, it won't just be going online and doing it. You're going to be actually calling afterwards and talking to somebody, or we're going to call you, and we're going to make sure we're going to check what you want to do, what your interests and activities are, and we're going to custom create weeks with different activities. If nobody is interested in astronomy and looking at the stars, we may not have it going that week. But if people are interested in yoga, if people are interested in pottery, if people are interested in archery, we're going to have activities custom created all through the week for people's stay.
Well, you're bringing an iconic, historic piece of property into the new future. If I could have one suggestion, I would put like a digital scrambler umbrella over it and not let anyone bring their cell phones.
Well, you're exactly right, because
are y'all going to do that?
It's digital detox.
Oh, and if you, man, if that's you, awesome.
If you haven't turned off your phone for a couple hours, you'll understand what that means. But, you know, that we want this place to be unique. We don't want it to be just like any other hotel or resort in the valley. We want it to be, and right now there is no cell phone. You go up there, there's no service. Now we are
perfect.
We are going to have wireless in the lodge because we realize that there's emergencies that are going to happen. People need to make the call, but there'll be no televisions in the guest rooms. There'll be no cell phone signals. Once you go up by the pool, you're not going to hear a ringing phone. So there's not any devices. You're going to be coming in touch with yourself. You're going to be taking advantage of all these activities and really kind of stepping back in time. The music that's going to be playing when you're sitting by the pool will be music from the 20s, 30s, and 40s. We'll have old black and white films that'll be playing at night, and it really will be kind of stepping back into that grand time that Castle Hot Springs was at its peak.
This is going to be spectacular. So we haven't even mentioned when you're thinking about opening the reservation portal. When are y'all going to be open for biz?
We are joining an organization. We're an independent hotel, as all our properties are. We will be joining an international organization called Small Luxury Hotels of the World. They specialize in boutique hotels and very high end. And so we will be putting our reservation system, sounds complicated, through them. We anticipate that all happening by about mid-June. But that list that I just mentioned where people are will contact me, we are going to reach out to those people in advance, because I've had requests, tearful requests,
oh,
of people
I
saying, I have to be there this weekend because it's our wedding anniversary. And I'm going to honor those. I want to make sure that the local people of Arizona are going to get the first taste
Steve,
of this.
Good for you, Steve. That's awesome, because you could have people coming from all over the world to experience this.
A lot of Europeans, once they discovered, and they will, the word of mouth on this is going to spread tremendously, but there's a lot of people in the local Arizona area that this means a lot to, and we want to make sure that they have the opportunity to experience this resort.
So between now and the time you do open a portal, for people who just want to see a little bit more about what y'all are doing, where would you direct them?
I'd go right to our Facebook page, Castle Hot Springs. I would also go to our website, castlehotsprings.com. Right now, it's just the first page. It's a landing page. You know, the properties, as you know, in your business, it's under construction, so we don't have all the great photography that we will, but we will in a couple of months. The grass is just starting to come in. The farm is taking shape. The bungalows and cabins are all starting to come in. We'll have our furniture moved in a couple of months, and later on, by the end of summer, we'll be able to update the website with better photography. But right now, the Castle Hot Springs Facebook page has a lot of the historic photos, as well as some of the new ones, too. And also our Instagram page is pretty well filled with great photos, too.
Arizona homeowners, put it on your bucket list, Castle Hot Springs. We're here finishing the interview with Director of Marketing for Castle Hot Springs, Mr. Steve Sampson. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming in and sharing what y'all's plans are and what you're doing up there. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
You've fulfilled a bucket list for me. I never thought I'd be on a home improvement show. My wife is very happy now, too.
All right. Good. We'll give you a wrench and a hammer to go home with. You get started on something.
Thank you, Rosie.
Okay. Very good, Steve. Thanks a bit. All right, y'all. Stay tuned and hang on. We're going to talk about the exclusive Sanderson Ford Arizona staycation when we're back right after this.